Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House reiterates the country will not be going back into shutdown mode after a recent increase in COVID-19 infections. Jen Psaki from the lectern.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
On Tuesday, 25 COVID deaths were reported in England. The United States had 451 deaths nationwide on Tuesday. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, beat a herd of Republicans in central Ohio, while Chantel Brown landed a victory for Democrats in Cleveland, the pair seeking open House seats. The CDC has issued a new 60-day moratorium on rental evictions, a move the public health agency said would protect about 90% of Americans. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Without mentioning the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants allowed to freely walk into America under President Biden's open border policy from countries with very low vaccine rates, the president is blaming Florida and Texas for the uptick in COVID infections. Brad Bernards has more.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden on Tuesday called on resistant Republican governors of Texas and Florida to get out of the way of vaccine rules aimed at containing the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. He backed city and private mandates requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities.
If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the State Attorney General Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the Attorney General concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's findings.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with the review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, you got me just where you want me, right here every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we also got Carl Gallups. What a pleasure to have my good friend with us, the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He's an Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator. He is so busy so that whenever we get him here on the show, it's such a special honor to be able to sit down and talk with him. And Carl, always good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Oh, Bill, thanks, man. Thank you for that gracious introduction, and thank you for the yeoman's work that you do out there every day. I don't know what we would do without your voice of reason and sanity. God bless you.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate that, and we're all joined together at the hip, you know, for this end game here, and that is, you know, God's will to be done, and you know, and that's really what this is all about and what drives all the issues. I want to talk about the church, but before we do, Carl, I know you've been following this as well. You know, I find it quite interesting that Merrick Garland's Justice Department is doing everything they can to put pressure on Maricopa. I know you've kept an eye on Maricopa here because of the relationship with Sheriff Joe and that. And they're putting inordinate pressure on everyday citizens that are just volunteering to do the work of the people to, you know, count votes and to figure out what happened. And the Justice Department, the heavy hand of the Justice Department is coming on these people, threatening their jobs, their welfare, just for being involved. They're trying to do everything they can to stop them from counting the votes and auditing what happened in Arizona. That's quite telling, I believe, isn't it?
Well, no, it is. I mean, it screams very loudly that they are extremely concerned about this, and not because of any illegalities taking place. They are concerned because of the final outcome, Bill. You know that. Mm-hmm. I know that. Like you said, it's very telling. Yeah, well, what does it tell? It tells they're scared to death. Because here's the bottom line. Listen, I'm old enough now to have been accused of things and, you know, and involved in lawsuits. I was a cop and I was a deputy sheriff, and even did criminal investigations.
But you weren't singing. You weren't singing "Love Roxanne's" down a phone line to an underling, were you?
No. But I was in two different sheriff's offices under three different sheriffs. I've been the pastor of one church for 35 years, so I've got a lot of life experience, and I can tell you that when you have a right to do something, these people have a right. It's a legal right. Granted by the Constitution, granted by the state of Arizona in this situation, to recount just to assure and reassure that that process was done legally and in order with no shenanigans involved. That's a constitutional right. It's a legal right, and it makes sense. But when somebody objects to it, when the other side, the people you're checking out, object to it and threaten you, I mean, as a criminal investigator, that almost always was a sign of guilt on the party that's threatening and objecting. Not always, but almost always.
Exactly.
So I think that's what's going on here, brother, because Arizona is extremely important, or was important in that election, and it's extremely important to unfold what really happened. And look, the only dog I have in this fight, and I think I can speak for you here, is the truth. It's
Amen.
The truth.
That's right.
And
exactly.
If we find out that Joe Biden actually got 80 million something votes, actually is the most popular president in U.S. history in the last election, and it's all square and legal and fair, then I'll just live with it.
That's
but
right.
If it's not, I want to know, and I want to know how to fix it.
Exactly, because we don't need to go around. I mean, we went through 4 years under the previous president of him being accused illegitimate. We spent $70 million plus, you know, an impeachment and everything to try to, you know, prove their point. And they came up with Bupkis. And here we are. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, look at the illegal measures they took then.
Yes.
The Democrat Party, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Steele dossier, the lying to the FISA courts, the spying, illegal tapping and spying of people around the president, basically on the president himself. All of that screamed that they knew they were wrong. They knew they had been involved in illegalities, more so than Watergate. I mean, this made Watergate look like a romper room.
Exactly.
And so now the tide has turned. Their man's in office, and we're just simply going through a constitutional process, an Arizona state legal process that has been approved by all the appropriate authorities to conduct. It has oversight. Even the liberals can give it oversight. The Department of Justice certainly has legal authority to have oversight, but not legal authority to harass and threaten the people who are involved in a legal process.
Exactly.
So once again, we watch the left going through illegal and unconstitutional and immoral gyrations to stop something that they probably know is a big mess and makes them look horrible.
Well, and to your point, what happened as a result of all the lying, the things that they did, FOIA request, I mean the fraud that they perpetrated on the American people? Nothing happened to them, Carl, so they live another day. So guess what? It'll just come back. You know, they've been repeating this, you know, this scenario in this act time and again because they get away with it. You know, in all consideration, I believe what should happen when you have American citizens participating civically to support our Constitution and do a simple thing like count votes, that there should be some sort of shield of protection because it's not fair. When you have everyday citizens there, you know, maybe making, you know, $50,000, maybe $100,000 a year if they're lucky, maybe in some cases a little bit more. But by and large, I mean, these are average citizens in our country. And you get the heavy hand of government leaning on them, running up a legal tab. You're going to bankrupt these people. This is not right. You know, they need to be protected. There should be some sort of shield about them that even the Justice Department cannot penetrate. Am I far off on that?
No, listen, you're not. And I'm not a legal expert, even though I spent a lot of years in the fields of law enforcement and the legal profession. But I can just say, no, you're absolutely right. But here's the deal. We are at a point. The left has been demonically brilliant over the last decades. They have plotted and planned. They have planted their operatives within the Republican Party, within Congress, within the courts, within the education system, within the Hollywood movie system, within the mainstream media. I mean, we know it. It's right in front of us now.
Right, exactly.
I mean, Donald Trump continually talks about fake media, fake media, fake media, until now it's a household word. He's not the one that invented the word, but he used it the most and made it household. Now everybody knows that the media's fake. Why? Because they're implanted with leftist, socialist, some of them pure communist, Marxist operatives. They just are. So the point is, how many times do we, you know, do we see something that in the real America would have already been adjudicated? People would already be in prison. I mean, it goes all the way back to Hillary Clinton destroying federal evidence
exactly.
in a federal investigation,
yeah.
and then James Comey telling the public, "Now, if you do this,
got to go to break."
More than like
more from Carl.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Carl Gallups is with us, Senior Pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, decorated Florida law enforcement officer, Amazon top 60 best-selling author. How many more accolades can I send your way? I mean, you just are unstoppable.
Oh, well, just keep going. Listen, I'll give up my whole time for you to give me accolades.
Conservative talk radio host.
No, I'm kidding. That's
son of the Most High God. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah,
especially. You're killing me. Yeah, you're killing me. Well, biblically speaking, I am a B'nai Elohim. Those who believed upon him, to them he gave the right to be called the son of God. So I am one of the sons of the Most High God, and as are all believers.
Yeah. What a precious name. And that name, that name that identifies us, Carl.
Yes.
I love what God does to us. I mean, he brands us. He brands us with a new identification, right? Just like when he heals the beggar, he says, "Hey, you know, take off those clothes. We got new clothes for you. We got a new identity for you," right?
Well, yeah, and what I just quoted was from John chapter 1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, full of grace and truth, the only begotten of the Father. And this isn't to those who believed upon him. He gave the right to be called, and the Hebrew translation of the Greek text says he gave them the right to be called B'nai Elohim. That's a very specific Hebrew phrase used only 6 or 7 times in the entire Old Testament. Variations of it are used more than that, but that specific phrase, B'nai Elohim, translates into English as sons of God. And of course, sons means children, or men and women, but it's a very specific term, meaning only the angels, the obedient angels, are called B'nai Elohim, and obedient humans who are under the blood of Jesus are called B'nai Elohim. Now, when you get to Ephesians chapter 3, Paul was praying a prayer over the church, and he says, he prays it in the name of the Father who has given his name to all of his children in heaven and on earth, who has given his name. And that name Elohim comes from Genesis 1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Right. That is the name of the Most High God, of the creator of angels and men. And so, yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful name that God has given us that belong to him.
Elohim, that points to the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, unified, working in unity toward one purpose.
Yeah, well, yes, it kind of does. It's even deeper than that, but you're right. It speaks to the nature of
God.
Well,
I'm Mexican, because I can only go so deep, Carl. That's why I have you.
See, yo sé, amigo. Pobrecito, pobrecito. Anyway, but no, it speaks to the, I'm just going to put it in simple terms, to the hugeness of the complexity of the nature of God himself. And, I love that passage in Deuteronomy 6 where it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, Yahweh, your Elohim, is but one. So the Lord your God, who is your complex, more than one, yet always one, beyond your understanding creator, is but one God. That's what it says. Hebrew.
And when you ponder on that, Carl, it is so overwhelming that the Delta virus, a messed up political system, you know, all this stuff is, you know, it's put in its proper perspective because of the majesty of the one true God.
Exactly. Yeah, God's got this, brother. He has never slapped his head during this whole process and said, gee, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, like climate warming. I'm sorry. It didn't. Yeah. You know. Climate change. Yeah. No big surprise. It's just, you know, these are the plans of man that God laughs over, right?
Yes, yes. My favorite verse in all the Bible is Romans 8:28, and with it, Romans 8:32. 8:28 says, but look, all things work together for good in the end of it all, for those that know him and love him are called according to his purpose. And then Romans 8:32 says, so what do we say to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen. Amen.
So in the end of it all, we win. And we will win in the middle of it. I tell people, you know, people sometimes say, but how can that be? Look what's happening. I say, look. It's like a football game. We're in the fourth quarter. The last 2 minutes, we are ahead 54-0. So we've already won the game. The clock is ticking down. But there's still 2 minutes of the game left to be played. And the opposing team is going to play hard. They're mad. They're embarrassed. So they're going to hit hard. They're going to try to score a couple of touchdowns if they can just to save face. If the game is still going on, the game is not over, but we have won. It is impossible for the other team to come up with 54 points in 2 minutes.
I like how you metaphorically laid that out. It's not even close. It's not like 24-26 and we're waiting for some Hail Mary pass to happen. It's 54-0. But, you know, it's where your eyes and your focus is on. If it's on the horizontal and on the temporal things of this world, you think it's closer than it really is. But when you have the Lord of Heaven's armies on your side, like you read earlier, you know, who can come against you? Right,
yeah,
exactly.
No, I love that. That's
a great word. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, here we are. In today's environment, cultural environment, we have the conforming church, we have the believing churches out there, as Barna describes, and Jesus, like in the book of Revelations, is walking amongst the churches, and he's giving a state of the union. And it's constant. It's not like it was just for then when John was at Patmos and Jesus was showing him something. He says, look, if you have ears to hear, then listen up, because this is for you. And, you know, I believe it's God's, even to this day, his admonishment that has been crying out through the millennium to the very thing that he died for and left behind, that he said that it's so powerful, even the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And so my question to the churches, and Carl, and you know better than I do in terms of the state of the union of the churches today, is how are you measuring up? Do you want to ask that question yourself right now, or do you want to have that question asked of Jesus Christ, your chief executive officer, when it's too late?
No, you're absolutely right. Listen, the church is being sifted, and the church goes through sifting processes down through the ages. Jesus told this in a parable of Matthew chapter 13. He talked about how the enemy comes in among the kingdom work and sows the tares among the wheat. But Jesus tells his disciples when they say, should we go out and pull the tares up? He said, no. Look, if you know there's a tare that's trying to destroy the church and you can identify it, go ahead and pull it up. The problem is so much of it is surreptitious. Some of it's laziness. Some of it is just people that are not consistent, et cetera, that tears the work down. And Jesus said, I will do this in the last days. I know the difference. I know the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. I know how to sift it. But it's going to happen. So we've seen it happen. But the difference with today is we're 73 years on the other side of Israel being reborn. We're 3 years on the other side of Jerusalem being the capital again. We're watching the nations align. The technology has exploded in the last 10 years, just like the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and Matthew chapter 24 said it would. Here we are in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ, and then COVID hits. It changes the world in so many ways. It changes the church all over the world, and for the first time in the history of the church in 2,000 years, in the year 2020, when it all started, you couldn't find a church to go to for Resurrection Sunday. And Resurrection Sunday represents the defeat of Satan. So we're right in the middle of the last day's global sifting. I'm not a date setter. I don't know what's going to happen exactly when. I know what the Word of God says, and I know what's happening now. And you're right. The church, pastors, Christians, we had better choose sides, and we had better be serious about the side we choose.
40 seconds left here. The vaccine, is this a precursor and preconditioning for the mark of the beast?
I believe it is. I just believe
it is. Short answer, yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen had sent out a Facebook posting just saying he was confused with all the different messages from the White House and the CDC. You know, do I get it? Am I going to get infected anyway? But, you know, for me, I've had COVID. My doctor says my immune system is stronger than if I had the vaccine. And plus, oh, yes, the vaccine, they utilized aborted fetal tissue.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House reiterates the country will not be going back into shutdown mode after a recent increase in COVID-19 infections. Jen Psaki from the lectern.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
On Tuesday, 25 COVID deaths were reported in England. The United States had 451 deaths nationwide on Tuesday. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, beat a herd of Republicans in central Ohio, while Chantel Brown landed a victory for Democrats in Cleveland, the pair seeking open House seats. The CDC has issued a new 60-day moratorium on rental evictions, a move the public health agency said would protect about 90% of Americans. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yeah, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our thanks again to Carl Gallups. What a dear friend, and his insight as a pastor, a former law enforcement officer, as he says, he brings a lot to the table here in real life experience and spiritual understanding, as you can tell, being a pastor of the same church for 35 years, just an awesome contributor, to people of faith and to the program here. And as I was mentioning, I want to make sure, because we were running into time here, and I may have said the wrong thing in terms of the vaccine, all the vaccines. I said fetal tissue. It's more microscopic in that it's part of the cell chain. But regardless, it is, the testing of the vaccines utilized aborted fetal cell lines. And for that purpose alone, you see, I thought, it was, two of them were utilized aborted fetal cells, or some DNA of aborted fetal parts and pieces, And then, you know, Dr. John Zemerich from stream.org, he told me, he said, Bill, no, they're all three. They've all three involved. And what's interesting is I was reading about it to get clarification. I discovered that they purposely did not do any animal testing. That's quite interesting. You know, we're going to keep PETA okay, but somehow we're going to, you know, somehow justify the utilization of fetal tissue. Is that amazing? And so for that purpose alone, I would resist the vaccination just based on, you know, religious conscience. Julio Rivera is with us right now. He's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Hey, Julio, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I feel like I just got a medical lesson listening to you there for the last few minutes.
I'm not a doctor. I've only played doctor, but I'm not a doctor. So I will tell you that. You know, so just to keep it safe. And not that I want to get into the area of a governor of New York or anything like that. I did not violate anybody. I didn't sexually harass anybody. And he almost sounded like Bill Clinton. I did not, you know, I was just waiting for him almost, quote unquote, to say, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica. Whatever.
You know what's crazy about that, Bill? Because I just did a segment on that on Newsmax yesterday. And, you know, I was looking at the report a little bit, and it was such an established pattern. Like, he would ask the same questions of all these women. You know, mm-hmm. he would ask them, you know, why are you with your boyfriend? Would you consider cheating on your boyfriend? And he would ask all these creepy personal questions about piercings, and he would put his hands all over them. Like, listen, when it gets to the point, it advanced to the point of what could be considered groping. Now, according to the investigation, he was found to have a pattern of groping women. Groping is illegal.
Yes.
Any invited touching, molestation, whatever you want to call it.
You mean I'm hearing invited. I mean uninvited, right? Is what you mean?
I'm sorry. Uninvited.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Uninvited advances that basically entail physical touching. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, basically at that point, that's tantamount to could be considered sexual assault. I don't know what the thresholds are. They categorize it, but it's menacing. It's so many mm-hmm. things.
Well, even if you penetrate their personal space, Julio, and it's not so much even what you think doesn't matter. It's what the victim thinks. That's the way the law and all the guidelines are written up. And Governor Cuomo, his office, and, you know, every state of the union is consistent to that end. I mean, it's real specific. And for him to be fast and loose, I mean, he's 60-some years old. He should know better. I mean, you know, for him to be thinking that somehow he could get away with this, I mean, you know, singing a song to one of his underlings, you know, down the telephone, you know, do you love me? I mean, what are you trying to set up here?
Yeah, he's basically a dirty old man in a position of power. And it's not like he's the first guy to be guilty of this. I mean, this mm-hmm. is something that kind of politicians and interns and underlings and stuff, that's just something that kind of goes with the political terrain, unfortunately. It's something that has to be cleaned up. It's something that's synonymous with the left. I mean, if you look at, you know, you look at New York City politics, you look at Anthony Weiner, mm-hmm. You know, obviously he was another one that was a dirtbag pervert. You know, Bill Clinton, and there's a lot of instances. I'm not going to pretend like it's never occurred on the right before.
Well, because this is the failing of humanity, Julio. We're all human beings.
Yeah.
We can all be tempted, and you know, but for the grace of God and that moment, I mean, it's you can get in situations and you just make the wrong choice. But, you know, it's like, look, you've got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And, you know, and as you said, right now we've got the testimony of 11 people, but it just didn't happen with 11 people. I mean, just like with Bill Clinton, this happens over time.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, you know, you got away with it. It's no big deal. It's all acceptable. And the other thing is that happens, too, is in some cases you have compliance. And I don't mean to be disrespectful towards victims. I understand, you know, victims are victims, and you have that situation. But you also, I mean, when you listen on that phone call to the one subordinate, you know, that he's singing to, I mean, I'm hearing a flirtatious response, so to speak. So again, you know, this is a bit of a two-way street. Right now it happens to be all on the governor because he's dead meat. There's a fork in him. The Democratic Party has used him, and he's ready to be tossed out into the ash can of history and said, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, and it's far overdue. I mean, I'm surprised that this actually dragged on, Bill, as long as it did, because there was a lot of people coming out and a lot of evidence that was kind of out there in the ether for months as this investigation was raging on. But he was protected. This shows you the double standard.
Because
you imagine. And, you know, funny thing is that Cuomo actually said that this was a witch hunt, that the media is going after him. He was protected the entire time. If he was a Republican, this would have been handled completely differently. He would have been, you know, charged, tried, and convicted in the court of public opinion before any of this evidence was even verified. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, he's still sitting in office after a completed investigation has basically, you know, confirmed. It verifies the fact that he's guilty of all of these accusations. So why is he still there? Why is he still in Albany? Should he not have already resigned?
Well, I think he's waiting for a deal. He needs protection, Julio, because the deal is that if he just resigns on the moment, then he's, you know, civilly responsible. There's other things that can come after him. He wants to, you know, if he goes out, he wants to get a get out of jail card. He doesn't want this thing lingering around. So, but it's like to your point, it's so obvious that the Democrats can no longer support him. They're pigpiling on him. Even the president of the United States, and I think that's quite interesting because it's like, whoa, wait a minute, President Biden, don't you have your stuff too? That's kind of lingering out there that could come back.
Yeah, pot meat kettle in that party. They're the pot meat kettle party. They really are, Bill.
Right. Exactly.
Literally, no, but the other thing, with it is like, okay, so I think that in a sense, this distracts probably even from the greater evil, which is something that has not necessarily, justice needs to, I think, be handed out regarding his handling of the COVID, the COVID disaster.
Yeah, that's
New York City sending these sick people back into nursing homes became a death sentence for, elderly folks that had nothing to do. They were not sick. They were not infected. They had not left the premises and acquired this disease. People were sent in. It was basically like, I wanted to use the smallpox, the blanket example, but I know a lot of that is trumped up in fake history. But basically, you went in there and you basically infected all of these older people.
Yeah, 15,000 plus people. But, you know, the same policy ideas is what's being unleashed at our border, Julio. I mean, you've got, humanoids that are infected missiles. They're viral missiles that are being sent out into the interior of our country. So it's like, what is it with the Democrats? They just want to infect people? I mean, and just think they can get away with it? Like, it's no big deal, whether it happens to be in New York with 15,000, plus seniors that have been killed. And, what happens to Governor Cuomo? Oh, he gets a book deal, and it's all honor and glory until all of a sudden the Democrats say...
Emmy Award last year?
Yeah, the cherry on the cake. We got to go to break. We got more from Julio after this.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Julio Rivera is with us, the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, a featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZet, and the Washington Times. Julio, you know, it's as though our country right now is at the brink of a civil war. The divide that is set up between, you know, you can go down to the haves and have-nots, Republican, Democrats, I mean, this divisiveness that has been thrust upon the people. And it's really, you know, been from, you know, the establishment of the bureaucracy. Yes, we can talk about the deep state, talk about the Democratic Party. They've been fueling the flames of this. And one of the things they had to do was to move us into a post-Christian, you know, culture and worldview. And this is where we are. We are bankrupt morally. And now we have chaos everywhere you turn, whether it's the border, whether it's with our budget, whether it is with foreign policy. I mean, this is amazing. In fact, you know, I was just thinking about this, that remember when George W. Bush had that infamous, big, announcement there upon the battleship, and there was this big sign, mission accomplished.
Oh, mission accomplished.
Right? And the media went nuts and, all this other stuff. And they rejected that premise. And that was the opportunity to cut everything off, say, okay, fine, boom, let's move on. But no, it ended up throwing us into a 20-year war. And how quick they forget that process. And I for some reason that came up as I was considering it this morning, and I thought, so much for mission accomplished, and the media, you know, poo-pooed it. They basically shamed the country into a 20-year war in Afghanistan. And now they act like, after the fact, like, oh, what a mess you guys got us into.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I think it's going to continue to perpetuate it. But you know what it is? I think our biggest problem, just in regards to that one issue in particular, is that, you know, other than meeting out, you know, global revenge against, you know, the elements that were behind the actual 9/11 attack, we really, I've always felt, and I'm not necessarily an isolationist, mm-hmm. but I don't think that we need to be necessarily messing around with that region, because, I mean, you're talking about a destabilized area for the last, you know, what, over a century.
It's thousands, I mean, like, thousands of years yeah, of ancient hatred.
There's no sense for America. We literally have nothing to gain by being there. If somebody attacks us directly, then we go, and the way that we are nowadays with technology and being able to, you know, track communications. You know, I mean, back then they were using throwaway prepaid phones, and it was a little bit more difficult. And, you know, but nowadays I think we can pretty much, you know, they can, you know, I think the NSA can pretty much listen to any conversation, including this one, if they choose to. So it's one of those situations where, you know, you find your enemy, you send a drone, you don't even need a human necessarily at this point. Boots on ground, on the ground in that area, I think has been a mistake for the United States for a long time.
Exactly. Well, and here we are, moving out of Afghanistan, keeping an eye over our shoulder to see what happens there. And, of course, for those Afghanis that supported U.S. efforts, thank God, it looks like the country is going to protect them. You know, so I'm pleased to hear that, that we do not repeat what we did in Vietnam, how many people were unnecessarily murdered for supporting the United States of America. Yeah. But getting back to here in this country, in this cultural war and this faith war, you know, all this chaos that's going on, this is untenable, Julio. I mean, something's going to give here.
Yeah. You know, I'll give you one word, Gonzorella.
Gonzorella.
The Muppets actually ran an episode. This is something actually also, if you check out my Facebook, Julio Rivera, you can see, I was talking about this yesterday, actually also on Newsmax, that they, so Gonzo, they have a Muppet baby show, mm-hmm. and Gonzo actually is a cross-dresser now. And
yes.
It wasn't done in a comedic way, it wasn't like Bugs Bunny in a dress, it wasn't like Benny Hill comedy, you know, where it's just, you know, something intended to be goofy. It was like this supposedly this deep personal moment where Gonzo is telling the other Muppets that he, I have to make sure I put emphasis on he, mm-hmm. Likes to dress in women's clothing. So they're already starting to plant these insidious ideas into the minds of children. And what winds up happening is, you know, these kids, well, let's be honest, you know, if you confuse these kids enough, you know, they grow up thinking that they're the wrong sex, and that's
exactly.
actually embraced now. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be, you know, a child, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. If you want to start the process of gender reassignment, they'll go ahead and do that. Meanwhile, how many things in this country could you not do until you're 18?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. You can change your sex at like 5. I think it's sickening. I mean, this is definitely an end of time sort of, you know, iteration. I just think it's really, really sick things that are going on right now. And it's really the messaging that's coming from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if you look at the elements that are funding Hollywood in a lot of ways, I think it's China, in a sense, with the media and their control over the United States, just trying to throw a monkey wrench in all of the traditional values that made America the greatest country in the world. If they can poison us, because believe me, they're not practicing this stuff in their country. But they'll go ahead. They're like the drug dealer. They're like the drug dealer that's a parent that will never allow their children to do drugs, but they have no problem going into the ghetto and selling it to everybody else's kids.
Well, as far as China's concerned, they've got the people so oppressed and controlled, you know, it's managed. I mean, with all the technology, even more so, the oppressive, you know, behavior and consequences that they'll place on you. I mean, it's amazing. And we start to see this happening in America. I mean, look at the jailed Americans that we have right now. About, 300-500 jailed Americans, some in solitary confinement. For what? Because they went into the Capitol, or they got close to the Capitol, or maybe they put out the wrong Facebook and, you know, due process. And when the president responds to it, President Biden, he's like, well, you know, it's like there's no concern about due process, our constitutional rights, and how these people, because they, you know, exercised their civic expression, now they're in jail and, you know, a loss of jobs and way of life and everything like that. I mean, some of these people are absolutely devastated on so many levels, Julio, and they're just sitting there in jail. And I've been, you know, yelling and screaming, going, where's Donald Trump? You know, Donald Trump needs to be down there as a force to, you know, bring, you know, to the consciousness of everyone that we have everyday Americans. But because they were not Democrats, because they're Republicans, they're in jail and some in solitary confinement, which is so horrendous. And the mental damage that is being perpetrated on these everyday citizens is absolutely disgusting. But meanwhile, in contrast, like you were saying earlier, this two-tiered form of government and justice that we have. We went through this summer of love with mostly peaceful protests, $4 billion plus worth of damage. And how many of those were actually, you know, put into jail? And if they were, we had our would-be, our you know, soon-to-be vice president with a fund paying bail for them to get them out as quick as they went in.
Yeah, I mean, the Minnesota Freedom Fund, you had Kamala Harris supporting a fund that literally bailed out sexual assault perpetrators and other types of violent criminals. And this is where you see the hypocrisy. The true hypocrisy is the fact that these Democrats want to go ahead and make this big deal out of January 6th and form commissions and have all these expensive investigations. Meanwhile, in every major urban metropolis, virtually, it felt like, you know, we had these horrifically violent, and you spelled it out before, $4 billion in damage. And not only that, literally dozens of lives lost last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens.
Yep.
It was about 36 at last count that I saw that died. And, you know, it was horrible what wound up happening the day at the Capitol. It was an unfortunate event. I don't want to sugarcoat that. But you cannot compare what happened in the course of a couple of hours on one day to what happened for an entire summer in most of the major, it felt like, I don't want to say most because I don't know what the exact statistics are, but there was at least, you know, hundreds of protests, it felt like, because they were on multiple days.
Exactly.
There were protests in multiple cities on the same day. It just was, it raged on the entire summer. Why aren't the Democrats investigating that bill? Mm-hmm. And if you ask yourself that honestly, you'll come to the conclusion that they don't care. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about anything other than a narrative that furthers along their destruction of the United States of America, taking away our free speech, taking away our Second Amendment, and all the things that make America, America.
Well, another reason why this January 6th special committee is a sham, because they don't even want to look at what triggered January 6th. And what triggered it was the people's the people's doubt of an election. And right now, the Justice Department is doing everything they can to tamp down Maricopa County or anybody talking about an audit. And even Fox, you know, pigpiled on that against, you know, Mike Lindell, who spent millions of dollars of his own money, his time and everything that he's been investing. And of course, next week he's going to be presenting 72 hours of election evidence that's quite compelling. And when I spoke with him, Julio, the bottom line is he says, here's the numbers. Over 80 million people voted for Donald Trump and less than 68 million actually voted for Joe Biden.
And that would not surprise me at all. And it wouldn't be surprising me if you know, most of those votes, or not most of those, but a large percentage. Obviously, Trump got crushed in California, in New York, in places like that. But if you take away those states, the disparity is probably
Surprise, surprise, Lindell says, believe it or not, Trump won California. So stay tuned for all the results. Okay. Julio Rivera, thank you for being with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi.